from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill.
Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. See, it's September now. September yesterday too, but Earth, Wind, and Fire. I could use that right now. I really could.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
But we have the Giants game on. As we say good morning to everybody out there getting out the graveyard shift, all of the overnight dancers who are not making money on a Tuesday night, all the truck drivers, all the janitors, all the carpenters, all the teachers who are back in school from pre-K to Montessori to high school to middle school to college to JUCO, whatever it is. Good morning to everybody out there. With the exception of Farhan Saidi. Because I'm looking at that crowd from last night. We're going to get the Niners. We got a fun show plan. Trust me, we got a fun show plan. We got Terry Stotts, the assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors, former Portland Trailblazer head coach. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock.
Always liked him.
Warrior season great tickets. Addition. Individual game tickets are going to be on sale today.
Oh, really?
We'll have details for that a little bit later.
We'll have
Terry Stotts.
I got to take LJ to his first game. Lakers, Bronny.
Hold your horses. Anna's listening right now.
Anna, you, me, and the babies.
Dave Fleming, 850, and I feel bad for Dave Fleming for a lot. Well, actually, I don't. He's got college football. He's able to cleanse himself from what we're watching at Oracle Park.
Carpool phlegm today.
I just want you guys to talk about me the way you talk about Mike Florio.
Oh, yeah, what does that mean, carpool phlegm? What did he mean by that? Is he just going to be carpool?
Well, his son is going into high school. We played against his son last year, third baseman. Uh-huh. Tall. I mean, his kid's way taller than me already. Good little athlete. I'm not sure what high school he's going to. I think I have a good feel. I don't want to put their business
out into the ethos.
But
yeah,
yeah. I'm assuming he is taking his son and another student to school. So he's probably the carpool dad.
Oh, so we could talk to his sons then.
Yeah.
We could get them on the air.
That's what I'm assuming.
Get their opinions on Kyle Harrison. It ain't Herm Edwards. They play to win the game. Well, he'll join us at 9:20, talk a little Aiyuk, and he was a Jets coach for a long, long time. And the ineptitude, I'm still blown away. I went home thinking, they've only played in 25 playoff games?
Isn't that crazy?
That is insane for all the hype they get. I feel like we've seen maybe 20 of them.
Well, most of them have been since 2000, I was going through yesterday.
Well, Parcells, he's had a couple.
Yeah.
Obviously, they advanced to the AFC Championship game against the Denver Broncos one year when the Broncos went back-to-back and they beat them in Mile High Stadium, the old Mile High Stadium. Herm Edwards obviously has some playoff runs. Rex Ryan has some playoff runs. But boy, the Jets.
You play to win the game.
Oh, my gosh, just terrible. You know, terrible.
I was thinking about it last night. I'm watching the Giants game, and LJ's having a rough night. He's just fussy, and I don't know what to say. Drink the bottle, dude. Go to bed. I don't know what's going on here. But point being is, I see this report from Grant Cohn, and other people were putting this out. He was one of the first, and it was saying, like, hey, you know, if the Niners don't win the Super Bowl, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch could be on the hot seat. And I was like, all right. And look, I know people, when they hear the name Grant Cohn, they get all charged up one way or the other. I'm sure he heard this from a respectable source, and he's putting it out there. And I go, wow, think of what the bar is for the Niners. They have been making money hand over fist. They're one of the best traveling fan bases in any sport. They've got 8 guys making $15 or more million. They're all top 2, 3, 4 at their position, okay? They've got one of the most iconic brands on the planet. Everyone wants to be a part of their fan base. They win every year. Okay, they haven't won the big one. That is definitely something that frustrates a lot of people.
You know, even me, not to cut you off, but just to jump in for a second. I'm a Super Bowl or bust type of guy. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
I'm the ultimate. You know me. I'm like, I want to win at all costs, no matter what. But it's a little unfair to say they haven't won anything. They've won division championships. They've given us some great memories, great moments. They put up high historic numbers last year, iconic games back in 2019, 2021. We've been to a lot of games. They've been in the mix.
I mean, look, everybody's going to say Coca-Cola is the number one brand in the soda category, right?
Is it?
Well, it's just, I mean,
yeah, like, no, I know. I am just kidding.
Like, that's the Chiefs,
I do like
right?
Some Coca-Cola.
You can make a lot of money being Pepsi.
Yeah, all right. You can.
No, I would rather be Coke, but it's not like Pepsi isn't profitable too. You know what I mean? And wildly successful. Only one team gets to be the champs every year.
No doubt.
Like, I always look at like the Braves, right? And I say to myself, like, okay, would I rather be the Marlins and win 2 championships over a 30-year period and then be literally dog poop every other year? Or would I rather be the Braves? I'd probably rather be the Braves.
Yeah.
But now the Braves had the one championship
for a long time.
For a long time, right?
Now they have 2 and they've been in the mix and they have premium players.
Absolutely. And so like I'm looking at what's going on with the Niners and I do think that there's some, not that heads are going to roll, but like there's got to be some squeeze here. Hey, if I'm going to give all this guaranteed money, I would like to hoist a Lombardi. Well, I get that. I do. But then I look at the Giants and I'm like, they are touting, this is last night, touting Bryce Eldridge getting, you know, risen.
Promoted to double
A. Yeah. And I go to myself, I go, the most exciting player on the San Francisco Giants is 2 levels below the major leagues.
Well, Steiny, we're doing a crossover.
Like,
we're doing a crossover with Steiny and Guru. And Steiny asked you, I'll never forget this, he asked you, what's the most exciting aspect of the Giants? And you said Bryce Eldridge. And I go, a guy in single A. You're excited about a guy in single A. Now,
but it
a couple
hit
years
last
ago,
night watching the broadcast. I was like, they're literally pumping this guy up. I go, this isn't good enough.
No, well, again, Kyle Harrison's on the mound.
Ugh, poor guy.
And I heard about Kyle Harrison, and listen.
He's just not good enough yet.
I'm debating on whether to go to De La Salle this Friday, or because they play Sarah High School this Friday.
Where at?
Or at De La Salle in Concord. Or
what time's that
I can wait.
At?
It's about 7:30. But
they also want to go to that.
But 2 weeks from now, they play at St. Francis in Mountain View, which will make the commute a little bit easier for your
19th
boy.
Or 20th?
No, that's the 13th. That's the 13th.
Okay.
So anyway, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be bashing Kyle Harrison because those are his old stumpy grounds.
Yeah, we're rooting for him.
He was touted, Shasky, from a lot of people. A lot of people, this guy's ready to roll. Lefty, flamethrower, he's a can't-miss prospect, blah, 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 blah. This guy, if he's not pitching against the Colorado Rockies, I don't know what I'm getting from him. Last night was an absolute travesty. It made me turn the game off. I started watching Francis Tiafoe in the U.S. Open. I can't help it. Kyle Harrison didn't even make it through 3 yesterday. He gives up 7 hits and 6 runs, 3 strikeouts. And Diamondbacks are basically having batting practice last night at Oracle while the crowd. Look at the bleachers right now.
I know.
The crowds are dwindling.
I know.
That ownership, if you're Greg Johnson, because Bruce Jenkins had a tweet yesterday saying, ownership doesn't even care what's going on. They don't know what's going on. Well, I guarantee you, somebody's watching saying, look at our crowds in the month of September. And it's not going to get easier. So Kyle Harrison, I don't know what he's good at. I don't know if he's a pillar for this organization.
He was not just, like, forget the Giants, okay? Because the Giants are always going to hype their own. Move them to the side. Keith Law, Bleacher Report. I'm not ripping these people. Yeah. Like, I'm just people who do this for a living, rank prospects, had him for 1, if not 2 years as the number one left-handed prospect.
Wow.
And I'm seeing a young man who, right now, I just don't think he knows how to pitch.
No.
He got away with a mid-90s fastball in the minor leagues going 2 and 3 innings at a time.
I thought he was born 97, 98.
He's not.
He's not born 93, 92.
He's not Rodon. He's not a power lefty, right? And he doesn't know how to pitch. He doesn't know how to locate breaking balls early in counts. He doesn't understand how to use that fastball command up and down in the zone. He leaves a lot of things up. He doesn't know how to work down and outside. And, you know, the reality is right now, Bonte, he's a subpar pitcher. Now, he's 22, and I like him a lot. I think he's a year or two away.
Right.
I just do. I think he needs a lot of seasoning. And they've already pivoted from Kyle Harrison's the future to let's go all the way down to double A. And I guess where I'm going at with this is on the day I hear that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan could be on the hot seat, I'm looking around and I'm saying, all right, it's been six free agencies, six off seasons, six drafts, six international free agencies to just improve your roster. You've had 6 years to make a bold trade, to do something. And the product I'm watching has Mike Yastrzemski as one of the hottest players on the team.
That, what did I say yesterday?
As your minus 30 in run differential, and you're closer to the number four pick overall than you are the 15th pick?
Well, what I was saying yesterday, Shasky, you kind of looked at me crazy. I said, Mike Yastrzemski is your second best outfielder. And you looked at me, you're kind of befuddled, but my point was, Mike Yastrzemski cannot be your second best outfielder if you want to compete and get fans into the seats. People are exhausted from Mike Yastrzemski, and it's unfair to Mike Yastrzemski because I think he's a good pro.
You know, he's,
I think
he's been a really
solid
year.
I think he's been a solid giant. Yeah. Now, we didn't have him as a leadoff hitter. We didn't have him as a third hitter. We didn't have him as one of your pillars in the organization. No. We had him as a fourth outfielder. Now, he's been catapulted to be your second best outfielder, and that's not going to get it done. The Diamondbacks, by the way, because a couple years ago, the Giants were beating up on the Diamondbacks.
I remember that.
In 2021, they were 32-6 against the Diamondbacks and the Rockies. Diamondbacks and the Rockies. And then the Giants in 2021, they salvaged September by getting crazy hot against the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. But that organization has leapfrogged you. You're the fourth. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The fourth best team in your own division. The fourth best organization. The Dodgers, Padres, and Diamondbacks are in a different world than you right now. Now, it's one thing for the Dodgers to be up there in a different stratosphere, but you can't allow the Padres and the Diamondbacks to leapfrog you in this division. And so when it comes to Kyle Harrison, again, I go back to the crossover with Mark Willard. He's like, I'm like, trade him for Shohei for half a year. But I was convinced that, wow, we may have something here. But the fact is, they didn't stretch this guy out in the minor leagues. They only allowed him to pitch three or four innings. And so now we're expecting him to go 5-6 in the majors.
He's gassed.
In his first full year, he's tanked. Birdsong's tanked.
I know.
This team is tanked.
Meanwhile, Alex Cobb is throwing gems in Cleveland.
Who would have saw that coming?
I don't know, me.
So, you know, my biggest issue with Farhan, I have a lot of issues with Farhan. But you look at the way he yo-yos these guys up and down from Sacramento.
Matos.
And he's been doing it. Matos, Luciano, Schmidt,
Estrada.
Tyro Estrada's a pro. He's having a bad year.
He is.
But he's yo-yoing this guy. And like baseball, and I learned this from fantasy baseball, you know, because
there's a consistency factor.
Well, you got to have patience.
Yes.
Guys are going to slump. Guys are going to hit. Guys are going to go through bumps and flow. You know, they're going to go through speed bumps at times, and it's going to be a roller coaster ride. But you have to stay the course. Farhad's trigger finger is. Let me take that one back. You know what I mean? But he's so quick to just yo-yo a guy back down to Sacramento, or yo-yo a guy out of the lineup, or yo-yo a guy. Today you're going to bat second. Tomorrow you're going to bat seventh.
Monte, they've been more dedicated to getting Michael Conforto at-bats than any of their young players. If Ramos didn't get the opportunity due to the Jung Hoo Lee injury, we would never get a chance to see what he is.
No, I know. It's wild. And we don't even know who Jung Hoo Lee is.
Well, I was telling Sam, if you ask me right now, keep him or trade him, I'm like, I would try to trade him in a heartbeat.
This guy's getting $16 million next year, and then $23 million the next 2 years after that, and we have no idea who he is. Is he a speed guy? Well, I saw him steal two bases and get caught stealing three times. Is he an on-base percentage guy? What's on-base percentage of 681?
And I guess to me, a very key aspect to where the Giants are at. Oh, they grind back into that game last night. It's the eighth inning. Huh. And then I watch Corbin Carroll go the other way, okay, with a beautiful base hit down the line. A young player who struggled for 2 months, three months.
No,
and
he
they stuck
for like
with
four.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay, they stuck with him. And the average is starting to climb. He's got like 18, 19
he's
jacks.
He's like 235 now.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But he goes the other way. Then he steals second base because you can't hold runners on.
No.
And you don't have any speed. And then he steals third base. And then a little, you know, sack fly, and boom, they get that insurance run. That, to me, is the difference for all these good teams right now. The speed, the athleticism, the ability to get an insurance run out of nothing. When was the last time a Giant stole multiple bases and someone executed with him at third base and they drove that run in?
I don't know because
It's been because decades.
I've been begging for speed. You have a park where you could let the speed show. If you get athletic players, we're looking at Busch Stadium and the old Cardinals lineups back. Remember when Matt's office about 2 months ago?
They played beautifully to that turf.
You can have this at Oracle Park if you can't attract power hitters. If power hitters don't want to come here, okay, how do I pivot? Because God forbid we blame the ballpark once again for the ballpark this and the ballpark that. How can it be justified as one of the most beautiful ballparks in all of baseball and yet you can't get players? We have a regime problem. We have a manager like Bob Melvin. I don't even know how to assess him. Who's calling the shots? Does he run the bullpen? What's going on here?
Well, I'll tell you. You know what they need?
We got to get this out with the Giants. This is bad. Well, every day we should spend at least about 20 minutes on them just to show how much of a dumpster fire they are while we go here and go crazy over the 49ers for losing Super Bowls. And the Golden State Warriors have hung four banners. And I hear people say, well, Steve Kerr's not that good of a coach. Joe Lacob doesn't want to win.
High-level games year after year. They're
obsessed with winning.
5 years in. You're talking about Harrison. 5 years in. We've been hearing about Luciano. They put him at second base. He makes two of the worst errors.
Oh my God.
Now, I don't even know if he gets a throw off on one of them, but like the guy's got a brick for a glove. And you know what? That's a disrespect because I know a lot of people who can catch and play infield with a ping pong paddle. Matt Williams being one of them, the great Marine.
Right.
The kid has no position.
No.
He has not hit a ball into the warning track in his entirety of his Major League Baseball career. Encarnacion, who came out of the Mexican League, has more power than him. So here's where I'm at.
Did he strike out 3-4 times yesterday?
Yeah, Encarnacion. He's not that good. When the Warriors brought in Jerry West, okay? When they brought in Jerry West, it wasn't about Jerry West running the show.
Yeah.
It was about, wow, you're so lacking credibility, you need to bring someone in who everyone respects.
Yep.
Everyone, the fan base respects,
yep.
Other organizations respect, the players respect.
Yep.
You're about winning. When the Niners brought in John Lynch, it was like, wow, you're bringing in someone who has a Hall of Fame pedigree, mm-hmm. Never done the job before,
right.
Unlike Jerry West,
right.
Never done the job. But there was a level of class and respect and credibility that he commanded.
Well, remember the intel on John Lynch? He had worked with the Denver Broncos organization. He studied around John Elway. He sat in their front office meetings. He sat in their draft combine meetings and then kind of learned the game. And then with the broadcasting, and that's where Pete Carroll goes, you know, the broadcast meeting was a little strange. He was asking me questions that really wasn't typical of a broadcast meeting. And a couple weeks later, he's taking a 49ers GM job.
But the Giants need that right now. And I'm not going to lose my mind over anything.
Well, they brought Buster Posey in for that.
No, Bonte. I'm telling you, you need to get someone. Because Buster only knows the Giants organization. They need to go outside the organization. Yeah. They need to hire Theo Epstein, not to run the team, because he's probably not going to do it. Give him whatever amount of money. You just gave John Hooley $100 million.
Yeah.
Give him whatever amount of money he needs and say, Theo, we need you to help lead us in this search.
Yep.
You with Buster Posey. I would even call up Will Clark. I would call up all the luminaries of the organization. And you know what? If you have to go with your tail between your legs to go find Brian Sabian again, bring in Brian Sabian, get a group of four or five credible baseball people that everyone has a high Q rating of, and you need to get those people and get them together and say, you're leading our search.
You're so
I don't care who it is, because you can't just hire somebody that we've never heard of and go, here, Larry. Hold Larry on. Thinks he's the guy. You need a credible group of people who could sit at the dais and say, we have hand-selected this guy, and the fan base know, those four or five people that you've chosen to lead the search, they're credible.
Yeah.
They need that in the worst way.
Let me ask you this real quick.
They need it so bad.
They need credibility. They need the overhaul. Would you be surprised if they brought Farhan back? Yes or no?
I would be surprised, because I think it would be one of the worst business decisions you could possibly make.
Yeah. I'm with it. September 30th, October 1st. Games like last night, I think, puts a lot more pressure on Greg Johnson and his ownership group to say, Farhan, enough is enough. We've seen enough. It's time to part ways.
It's not sustainable financially.
Harrison's going 2 2/3 for crying out loud. Ludwig calls me. I'm like, dude, I'm watching the U.S. Open now. I'm off this game. 7-1? Are you kidding me?
Bonte, they drafted a kid last year who instantly became their number one prospect because they have nothing in their minor league system. And then they draft this kid, Tibbs, and he's in the top three already.
So
their farm is not good.
No, it's in the whole farm rankings. They've duped us all. Basically, the Giants have lied to us. They've lied to us over and over and over again. All right, we'll talk to Dave Fleming at 8:50. Don't forget the summit tomorrow. The summit, Red and Gold Summit. Actually, it's not tomorrow. It's today. Excuse me. My bad. My bad. It is
today. Clean it up, Monte.
Yeah, I need to clean it up. Address is 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Well, they did start things off from 2 to 4. The rest of us will join from 4 to 6 to talk about the biggest storyline surrounding the 49ers at the start of the season. Of course, Monday Night Football, September the 9th, Niners and Jets. We're going to discuss that. And then you can come and watch as well. Space is limited. First come, first serve. And we got more coming up. Brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hey, check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shaq.
Hey, Bonte.
All right, San Leandro Mo, go ahead.
Yeah, you read your reading, and I'll get into what I want
to
get into.
All right. Let's do that. Shout out to Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. And make sure you're subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. The one podcast you need to be listening to for all your Giants talk. You get more Giants talk on the podcast than you will on this show. For that, that's for damn sure. Fleming will join us
today. Today.
What was that?
New episode available right now.
All right, just wait for me to dub and you can drop it.
I'm so excited.
Alex Cobb! Dude, I've got to read the read for you, man. Great, good Lord.
giving you a little assist, teamwork.
But you know what? I listened to you guys on Friday. If it got through every read perfectly, why are you guys just stoned? We just kill the reads. No, I'm kidding.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
There we go. Again, best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area. It takes 5 minutes to get this out. No matter what happens for the rest of the season, good or bad, subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcast. All right, love it. We got it out there. New episode today.
Love, man, and we're getting into the Niners, but Love, are you regretting that they didn't trade Snell like I was demanding them to do? They had the best rotation in baseball for 4 seconds.
We made it 4 seconds. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, no, in hindsight being 2020, yeah, they probably should have moved off of Snell for something. Like
Shasky.
The Marlins got Connor Norby back from the Orioles. Like, I would take a Connor Norby in this lineup right now. I don't know what you would have gotten from, but like, I don't know, you look pretty solid this weekend against the Giants.
You play devil's advocate because they didn't pick any lane. They didn't buy or sell.
No.
They didn't pick no lane, so nobody won. If they would have traded Blake Snell, fans would have been tuned out in July.
Yeah, but Bonte, I don't think sitting there on a Tuesday like, oh, Snell, the mercenary, is starting tonight.
Dude.
He's going to pitch another month for the Giants. I got to go see him.
Dude, he was NL pitcher of the month. He's been electric.
And no one cares.
Nobody cares now. But he was must watch, though. He's the most watchable thing on the Giants in the month of August.
One thing I've learned about this fan base is that you have to have a lot of homegrown players. We'll support the CMCs and the Trents and stuff like that, but you better have Fred Warners and Nick Bosa's and Debo Samuels. You better have a Brock Purdy. That's what we want. That's what Giants... Like, right now... Elliot Ramos is a homegrown guy, and it's taken long. I don't even think he resonates yet. But if you give me three or four of those Elliot Ramoses, now I'm leaning forward, right? And that's kind of where they're at. But that's not what I wanted to
do. I don't even know if three or four Elliot Ramos has me leaning forward. He's struggling a little bit.
Well, he had two big hits last night.
He's okay.
I mean, I think he'll probably end up with about 75 RBIs. Hopefully he can get to 25 homers. That might be aggressive.
Great.
He's got a month left. Great.
I mean, do you see the schedule?
The
schedule is treacherous.
I know.
Without Blake Snell going through the schedule, it would get worse. It would get worse. But you know what? Blake Snell's going to walk. And would you be surprised if Matt Chapman walked?
No. I mean, I think the Yankees are going to overpay him. He's got Yankee written all over him. About eighth in that lineup. He'll be fine.
But the cynic Giant fan could say, this is the best thing to happen to the organization.
Sure.
Because Farhan is going to get the pink slip.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a great day in the Bay Area?
Yeah, but who are they going to hire? I mean, like, I
don't care. Just moving off of him. Moving off of him is step one.
That's a good point.
We'll worry about who you hire next. Step one is getting this guy out of here.
Yeah.
And I don't like doing this. I don't like doing this type of radio, saying fire this guy and fire that guy. I really don't.
No, I just think there's enough evidence he's not good at his job.
But 3 years ago, he saw the writing on the wall. This guy's not good at his job. No. He's really not good. That end of season presser last year is starting to resonate with me. With the way he shot back at me out of all the people, it was like, dude, you're not that guy, pal.
If I watch another Michael Conforto at bat, it is equivalent to me watching Brian Hoyer play quarterback for my team. It's like, I don't want to see this.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I'm going to make it 9 innings the rest of the season.
Oh,
game-by-game basis. I don't know if I'm going to make it nine innings.
I'll do that for you.
Well, you have fun with that. I was watching the U.S. Open last night as Big Foe had New York City eating out of his hands last night.
Well, I was watching Corbin Carroll wear the brand-new Griffies that were re-released, the black ones with a little bit of turquoise. They look pretty sweet as he's sliding in leg first, not hands first, into second and third. That was not what I wanted to bring up, though.
Best rotation of baseball?
I don't want to talk about that.
Just sell and just fire everybody.
So Sam made an admission earlier. And I'm curious, because you went to college. I didn't go to college. Were you ever a part of a frat?
No.
Did you ever have any, like, inkling to want to be a part of a frat?
No.
Do you think the boss man was a part of a frat? Matt Nahegan?
No, I don't think he finished college.
Oh, that doesn't mean that
I mean, not to put his business out there, but I don't think he was part of it. Maybe he had a group of boys, but I know guys who were in a fraternity. I know
plenty
of people.
Had you gone away to, let's say, I don't know, pick a school.
HBCU or someone East.
I would have thought about it,
maybe, but I was never.
What's the allure of a frat? I'm just curious. Well, I don't get it.
Well, Sam Lubman's part of a frat?
Yeah, well, Sam told me he was part of a frat in Miami.
I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
And like,
there's a lot of benefits to being part of a fraternity.
I want
to
know. Like,
my ex-girl was part of a sorority. You get a brotherhood, you get a sisterhood, many friends.
But you
get a network
live together?
Group.
You have to live in the house?
No, you don't have to live in the house together for maybe a semester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Horse wrap pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, you get some friends, too, if you do it like your freshman year, right? You do the pledging and all that sort of stuff.
What's it called?
Also,
Rush?
Rush Week or whatever.
Okay.
I've never done it personally.
Okay. You were never part of
the frat. I've seen from the movies, like American Pie and stuff like that.
That's where I'm,
it's nothing
like the movies.
A lot of booze and a lot of partying.
That part is like the movies.
And a lot of borderline stuff happening. Well, waterboarding
You can't do that anymore, so we all stay away from
hazing
that.
Hazing is what it's called. Don't do that anymore.
Okay, you were the only one a part of a frat, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, what was the name of the frat?
Sigma Alpha Mu.
Okay.
Or Sammy, that's what we were known as.
And so you walked along campus and they had like sign-ups? Like, how does this work?
So the way it worked is the first week of the spring semester, that's when freshmen are able to rush. So they have all these tables set up on the athletic field. You go up, you say, hi, how are you? How you doing today? And you sign up, and then there's a two-week rush process where you check out all the frats, and you know they decide if they want you, you decide if they want them, and then they decide whether to take you in or not.
And
then you get your bid. And then once you get your bid, that's when the pledging period begins. And
so it's like getting a rose in The Bachelor or whatever.
More or less, yeah. It's a good comp.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of people. I live with a couple guys who was in a frat in Daly City or whatnot. And frats are cool, yeah. Alpha, the Sigmas, Alphas, the Omegas,
the Deltas.
Deltas.
I don't know why they use Greek letters for it all. I'm sure it goes back to
anybody
some.
Who's a member of a frat, I would love to call the show. I know a lot. Ed, the sports fan, was part of a frat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. He was part of a frat. So when he got out here, for example, where was he at? He was in Minnesota. He comes out to the Bay Area, and there's a network, and frats always take care of each other. It's like, yo, hook up with my guy. He's same frat.
So what
he's
is in it, the like Bay a big area, whatnot. Thread?
Yeah, it's like big group thread, okay. Big networking, get right. jobs or whatnot.
Gotcha.
And you got friends for life, man.
Because I'm seeing
cool.
all the sorority videos popping up over, you know, where all the girls are dancing and doing yeah. TikTok and stuff. And I'm saying to myself, if I was an 18-year-old young man, oh my God, going to college would be the most incredible thing of all time.
You've never been to a frat party? Or sorority? Oh my gosh.
I've been kicked out of a few.
Yeah,
unlimited well, possibilities.
It's yeah. unbelievable.
Well,
it's
what we did at Miami is our big thing was tailgates on game days.
The year?
Yeah, for football games. And obviously the games weren't that great. But like, yeah, so you show up 3-4 hours before the game and we'd rent a pickup truck. We have speakers in the back. We're blasting music. We have refreshments for people. And you just kind of party for 3 to 4 hours. Then you go watch a football game.
So yeah. let me follow up. Are you paying to be in the frat?
Yes, you pay dues every year to be a part of it, and those dues go to pay for all the fun activities.
There's a membership. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And are we talking thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars?
Hundreds.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's like going to the Olympic Club.
And then do you still keep in contact with these people?
Oh, yeah. I did a fantasy draft last night with a bunch of guys who I went to college with. So came out pretty well in it.
I love YouTube in a conversation like this. SF Bay Drummers Not Lying. An HBCU would change Shasky's life. So one of the first parties I went to, 17, my senior year of high school, they had a party at USF.
Oh, I've been to plenty of USF parties.
But and the ladies in there, I was like, oh my God, this is college. I was blown away.
It was McLovin.
Blown away. I mean, oh my gosh. So if I went to college earlier, if I was like 18, 19, I probably would have thought about it.
Uh-huh.
But when I started attending SF State, I was already 26 years old. And one of the guys was like, yo, you're not old. You could still join if you want. And
yeah, but you don't
like,
want to be the old guy.
But I didn't want to be the old guy. And I was in a different point in my life.
You know,
so I was just
it.
Like, you know, but I respect them all, man. They throw some great parties. Great parties.
Happy hump day, people. Happy hump day.
What was that about? I didn't know London was part of a frat. That's pretty
either.
Cool.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't. Do you have a tat? I mean, come on, keep it real. Do you have like the Greek symbol tatted on you?
Nope, just the Miami logo.
Just the Miami logo.
You've definitely seen it, so like it's been discussed, I think.
All right, we have no clock, so I'm looking at the clock.
We got about a minute left, so.
Yeah, no, I see that right now. So, join 95.7 The Game at Hardy Park. Let me squeeze this reading. At Hardy Park Friday, September the 6th, for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. And presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Wow, that's happening. That is happening this
Friday.
Weekend. It's this Friday.
I've got a pretty packed week.
So wait, Friday we got the breakfast.
I know.
And then straight to Hardy Park?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
I got a lot going on this week.
Yeah, I think we ought to. I think we got a lot going on this month.
You know, I love you, look, but maybe take a few things off my calendar so I don't have so much to look at.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
I lost. I'm out. I'm out.
What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
Bonte,
we're getting to the Niners.
Brandon Ayuk said something yesterday that I found to be the most refreshing thing I've heard all offseason.
I loved it. Did you hear from Big Trent too?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Whoa. What do you mean?
Well, it's just
good to hear from Big Trent.
Sometimes when you're at a podium, I don't believe what you're saying.
Oh, really? Now you don't?
Make sure you don't miss that break, bro.
Cold hard cash usually speaks louder than feelings.
Bye-bye.
If you love Philadelphia, there's a high probability that you hate these two. It's the Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Love you guys. Most of the time.
Kate Scott. So, what's this guy's name that I started following? And I met him at Dumas' wedding at his welcome me party. And he's from Philadelphia. And he saw me at the welcome me party. He started pointing at me. I'm like, Sean Watson. Shout out to Sean Watson. He goes, I can't stand you, dog. Oh, I can't stand you. I was like, what'd I do? He goes, you know what you did. He goes, I hate listening to you guys in the morning. Oh. I hate listening to y'all. But he's a Warrior fan. But he's like, during football season, he's like, I got to hear what the enemies are saying. Another guy I met at the welcoming party, he remembered the call. He remembered the simulcast we had with Joe DeCamera. I go, yeah, you know, we started this beef. Joe DeCamera was like, I don't know. Because he was like, dog, I listen to WIP all the time, 94 WIP, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, so you know Joe DeCamera? He goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I told him about our simulcast, Askey. And he was like, dog, I was in the car listening to that live. Oh, that was you? Wait a minute. That was you. So we made the rounds in Philadelphia.
Trust smoke me. With Mike, though.
They will never, ever forget us, Shasky.
We're I try not free. To like you.
So Philly Zoo and I, we got a beef right now, big time beef. I just trash talk him at every stop. Every stop. It's personal. Football season is personal in Philadelphia. But we will be watching them Friday in Brazil.
Do you know that this week was the announcement week?
Announcement for what?
Of you and I and Kate all on a show. We're starting our fifth year.
It wasn't this week, was it?
Yeah. Well, they announced it. Like we kind of figured out we were going to do it, and it didn't start, I believe, until the first week of October.
Number five.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the announcement was in September.
Yeah.
Oh snap! Time flies.
Are you surprised?
A little bit.
Yeah, I am too.
I didn't think we were making it a year. To be honest with you. I'm not
and
gonna
I was
lie.
Worried. No, I was very worried.
It's not because I didn't believe in our abilities. I just thought the other station. I mean, you know, they had a juggernaut. I was like, man. And then I look at every morning show at 95.7 game. Sure, there was some success here and there. I think they won one time in the morning. One time.
Yeah, we've been very lucky, and thank you to our audience. Yeah. And it's been a great run, and we're gonna ride it until the inner tube pops.
Yeah, pop.
Just it may pop taking today. Us where the current will take us.
It may pop today. It did pop for Brandon Ayuk, that's for sure.
I wonder who's going to the summit today.
Yeah, who is going to the summit? Raise your eye. Say aye.
Aye.
Spinoni? No.
I don't blame him.
Nahegan? Maybe Chance is going. It's going to be, well, it'll be good because then she'll be like, Papa, I got to go to the bathroom. So my attendance or participation into the summit. Well, that's why Lo Neal's there. He could pick up the slack. That's why he's there. Fremont Bank today, the summit. And by the way, the segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Brandon Ayuk just signed a new deal, and it was so refreshing. To see Brandon Ayuk smiling. He's got the two chains. He's at Shanahan's party with Debo Samuel. And he said this yesterday, 888-957-9570. Because I saw a lot of, well, you know, Twitter's one thing. It's always going to be negative on Twitter. There's no doubt. That's just, that app is. But I want to hear from the fans who listen to the show on the radio, the Odyssey app, YouTube. What'd you think of what Brandon Ayuk said about his contract negotiations? Listen to this. Brandon Ayuk yesterday at the podium.
I'm not gonna lie, I made it a little bit more difficult than it needed to at the end. But yeah, it was like that I'm not gonna say the whole entire time, but for about the past month, I think we were pretty good.
You know, a couple of things. First off, the media laughing. I think he was being sincere.
He was.
I don't think he was joking. I think the guy was trying to show a level of reflection and be honest and transparent. And to hear someone acknowledge, yeah, you know what? Maybe I kind of like messed this up just a little, right? Like
I respect it.
Respect it.
I respect.
I gained
loved it.
More respect for him as a man and as a player. And now I'm a bigger fan of Brandon Ayuk because how many people have a hard time saying my bad in life?
No, and that was the thing. He's 26 years old. Sure, he didn't handle the situation the best he could, just like Debo Samuel. And Debo Samuel, to an extent, kind of, hey, man, I didn't come into the best shape. I made a mistake. I'm going to make up for it. Brandon Ayuk yesterday going on that podium saying, yeah, I made it a little harder than it needed to be. I regret that. But he's 26 years old, never been through a contract negotiation. There's millions and millions of dollars on the line. I loved it. I said I respect the accountability. I expect this guy to be a stand-up professional from here on out. I expect him to have a big season again for the 49ers, and we move forward. Now, the media laughing,
Well, I think that they missed the tone. Like, to me, yeah. And I'm not mad at anyone. Like, I know it's different when you're in the room, and so the energy's different. Just, I thought it was a young man trying to be somewhat vulnerable and transparent, and I appreciate him. Like, because, again, I think about your own life. How few people in your life are willing to reflect when they make a mistake?
Oh, the first thing you hear from people is, why are you blaming me?
Yeah, not
it's not my fault. It's not my fault. I'm just like, wow.
So not only does he admit, like, hey, you know what? You know, I kind of screwed this up a little. He does it publicly, almost immediately. Yep. And so, to me, that shows someone who is willing to look in the mirror. And I always love people that are trying to, like, be real with themselves. Self-awareness is a big thing for me. I don't care what walk of life that you're in. And so I understand that there's going to be certain people that are going to be ticked and angry and frustrated and all that. But when he said what he says, like, you know what? I think I took it a little too far. Right. Like, that to me was an admission of him saying, like, yeah, I kind of screwed this up. And you know what? I bet if the Niners were being fully transparent publicly, I bet they would admit a slight bit of regret as well. And so I appreciated it. And now I'm just a bigger fan of Brandon Ayuk. And I also don't think that he's one of those people. When he says something, I believe it.
Well, he's a good kid. I've heard that, you know, he's been so quiet. And so now when he's watched everybody get paid and everybody's talking about it, he's like, wow, everybody's talking about me. Wow, look at this. And I personally have not a lot more respect, but I know about junior college. I covered junior college. I rode those team buses with Coach Rush. I rode those team buses with Coach LeBaugh and DeQuisto and Coach McNichols, Coach Adam, of course, and the City College basketball team. And I know what JUCOs go through to try to get these players on the same page, to try to get them out of there to go on to do bigger things. Brett and I used to JUCO guy. So I understand what he went through. See, JUCO, playing JUCO sports and not having money to eat and you're living with eight different dudes, that's not an easy life, folks. No. The junior, like, we've all watched Last Chance U. That stuff is real. Last Chance U is real. He's a JUCO guy, so I respect his grind even more to become a first-round pick. Going to Arizona State, and then you go to, and then all of a sudden you're trying to get this money and you're trying to go negotiate. And I know he didn't want to leave. It's obvious he really didn't want to leave. If he wanted to leave, he would have been gone.
No doubt.
And he stalled. It was like, you know what? The grass isn't always greener. I have it good here in San Francisco. I'm playing with Debo. I have a good quarterback in Brock Purdy. I have a hell of an offensive coach in Kyle Shanahan. Let's hopefully fix this and get this right. And, oh, by the way, Debo Samuel did restructure his contract, too. So the Niners have over $50 million of cap space. But to Brandon Ayuk, I respected that yesterday. I loved hearing that.
Well, and also, like, you know, when you take a step back and someone's going through something for the first time, you have to allow them I don't know, a little more wiggle room, right? For like your first child, your first home, a marriage or whatever, going through certain things. Like, I believe that you have to give someone a little bit of grace.
But we didn't do that, though.
No,
as a fan base, we didn't do that. Because
no doubt.
In real time, it's tough to give them that wiggle room. I get it from a fan perspective. I get it from an organizational standpoint. In real time, as we're playing out through this negotiation in the month of August, nobody sat back and just said, hey, let's give them some grace. There's millions of dollars on the table. They're trying to get a contract done. It's easier to say after the fact.
But Bonte, people are irrational, you know, myself included. And so, you know, when you're emotional and you're in the moment, like he was, you do things you regret. And I think a lot of Niner fans are going to go, all right, you know what? Maybe I was wrong by being super critical after hearing him say what he said. And once he makes some catches, we're all good.
Let me ask this. The show you did Friday with Evan Giddings, what was the fan reaction to Ayuk signing the deal? Was it he got overpaid? Was it, yes, he got the bag? Was it, hey, the 49ers are going to regret this?
No, I sensed more of, all right, let's go. Like, let's go. All right, here we go. We got the band back together. It's like, you know, there was the argument in the band, and we had to get the lead guitarist back, and let's go. Let's go on tour. Let's do this. You know what I mean? Like, work our way all the way up to Madison Square Garden. You know what I mean? Like, that was the sense that I got. And then, like, hey, the unfinished business is Trent. You know, like, this is one step. Good. We're going in the right direction. I bet there are a variety of opinions out there. And I'm sure that there is a small contingent of people like, he held us over the barrel.
Because
I'm sure you're going to get some of that. Because, look, Bonte, look at our world. You can't even get one family to all agree on anything, let alone a collection of, you know, hundreds of thousands of fans.
Yeah, no doubt. Because I know, you know, my reaction was like, yes.
Yeah.
We got our guy. Thank God we didn't lose this guy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as we go through the contract negotiations and we don't allow that grace to let a contract play out because we're all impatient. That's just the way society is. I heard a lot of, Bonte, he's not that guy. he's replaceable. He's really not top 10. You know, we got the rankings. We got who? It's really Purdy. It's really Shanahan. We could put Chris Conley out there and this and that. And I'm thinking, what, Chris Conley, Juwan Jennings caught 22 passes, 300 yards. what are we talking about here? And so I didn't know how Friday's show went. I'm just curious because I did see a comment yesterday, and I read it on air, where they said, when he runs out the tunnel, we're going to boo him at first. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell are you talking about?
You've been to a lot of games. You really think Monday night football, when the music is going and he comes out of the tunnel, there's going to be one fan that's like, number 11, Brandon! And then the whole fans, because this is how they do it, they say your first name, and then the fans, Ayuk! And there's going to be that one fan, boo!
Right.
No, well, I don't see that.
Well, you know, there. I think there were some people who were like, on my timeline talking about, hey man, I'm not gonna clap if he scores a touchdown. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I mean, come on,
what are you like? You know what I'm saying? Price, so I don't know.
You're in the moment, I don't know. In the words of Daz, who's somewhere in eighth grade at St. Cecilia's right now, I call cap on that.
Yeah, that is big cap. That is big cap. I mean, by the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. That's the earliest league I've done in many, many months. But Ayuk's back. He's got his buddy, and he reflected. I said, yeah, man, I made it a little harder on himself. Took accountability. Everybody's happy. He's got the contract signed. Now let's go play football. Now, we're also happy because Big Trit. Big Trit in the North Face Gucci. He had the North Face Gucci shirt on.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing either until yesterday. I was like, damn, is that a Wu-Tang shirt? No, it said North Face Gucci. And he had the Gucci pants on. And
because he's struggling for money.
I wish he would have brought the dog to the podium too. Oh, that would have been next level.
The dog might not be able to leave the state after what you told me.
That dog, dude,
has an ankle bracelet.
Dude, that dog looked mad. That's what I was like, boy. But anybody surprised that Trent Williams had a dog, had a massive like that, all black? Boy, it was like it reminded me of like Death Row.
I would rather him have like a chihuahua.
No, you know,
be like, that would be more appropriate.
Big Trent. I mean, he's about that life. We know that. Ask Richard Sherman. Ask everybody in Philadelphia. That's who Trent is. So he hit the podium yesterday, and he was asked, what compelled him to return to the team. What was it? Was it the contract extension? He got $48 million. We'll break down the details of the contract in just a second. But I want everybody to listen to this. Trent Williams yesterday at the podium.
To be real, I felt more compelled to come back after that than anything, because I never experienced that like in my playing career to have a teammate, shot, so to speak. So in my mind, I'm like, man, I just want to get back, get around the team. Like Ricky stood out to me because when I did, when I popped in for OTAs for the 30 minutes I was here, he did like go out of his way to come and introduce himself to me, in which I was, obviously we was gonna meet each other eventually, but I'm getting there, there's 90 guys on the team, just walking out, I don't kinda don't really know everybody just yet. So for him to come up and kinda introduce, and I just instantly felt his vibe, and could just feel he's such a genuine person. So as soon as I seen that happen, I'm like, man, I just wanna get back, I just wanna be, a voice in his ear, let him know everything gonna be all right, I'll be there for the team.
All right, so that's what compelled Trent to come back. Now, he got $48 million fully guaranteed dollars at signing. He gets a $25.6 million signing bonus, and he's made $103 million in guarantees since joining the Niners in 2021. He's on track to earn over $250 million in guaranteed money. Now, his agency broke out and put out a tweet, Elite Loyalty Sports. And they were like, it's an honor to do this, blah, blah, blah. 3 years, 82.6, $48 million, signing 25, signing bonus. So, but he said he felt compelled to get back to the team after Ricky Pearsall and the situation that happened at Union Square last Saturday. Why are you giving me that look, Sasky?
Look, that might have been a element. The element was the money. And I love you, Trent, but like, come on. Like, had the Niners not ponied up the appropriate amount of money, I don't think he would have felt as compelled. That's all I'm saying, and I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm really not. I'm not.
You said it, not me.
Come on. Like, let's call a spade a spade.
Hey, man.
I mean, like, come on.
Hey, man, listen.
The guy spent weeks on weeks on weeks telling every journalist who would listen that I got to get right when it comes to the money. And then all of a sudden, now it's not about the money. It's like, come on.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen,
Big Trent. Don't pee down my leg and tell me it's raining.
Big Trent, that's Joe Shasky the Flitzer. I'm Bonte Hill. And look, I hear you, bro.
Are you going
I hear
to read you, big dog. For a sponsorship?
I hear
that's
you, big dog.
I'm Bonte Hill.
I
this
hear
is flowing water, plumbing, hey, and drain. Listen,
I hear you, big dog. You felt compelled. Something happens like that. You probably got up off the couch and said, you know what? The hell with this Texas Longhorn game. The hell with Oklahoma. They beat up on Temple Friday night. I got to get back to Santa Clara and get around Ricky Pearsall. I believe you, Big Trent. I, Bonte Hill, believe every word you said. Be on the bus by yourself, Shasky. You see that dog that he came on the private jet with? You want to question Big Trent Williams? He's got the massive like that. That big dog, it was as tall as you. You kidding me?
The guy is doing like swan dives into bags of money, and he's telling me it's about Ricky. I'm sorry. Hey, I didn't believe it. That's all.
Hey, man.
That's all I'm saying.
He's a team player, big dog.
Like said, belly flopping dude, like Syracuse hey, listen, into a bag of
listen,
money.
He said it. He goes... At OTAs, how about Ricky Pearsall at OTAs? Ricky Pearsall goes up to Big Trent. It's like, yo, I got to meet you, man. I'm Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. And Trent's like, wow, look at this young buddy. And he said, I felt this vibe right away. I'm not going to question Big Trent. I'm not going to call him a liar. I believe Big Trent. Big Trent do what he does. Got $103 million guaranteed with the Niners in 3.5 years. Elite Loyalty Sports. You want to be my agent? Gosh, they've done him right. Right. Big Trent said, and listen, Kyle Shanahan was at that party Saturday and said, Devo, Brendan Ayuk, what do you guys think, man? Monday Night Football, Jalen Moore, left tackle. People, I don't know if you guys touched on this, but Devo had a story last week where he basically showed Trent Williams stats. Basically a message to the 49ers, get Big Trent in here. I need my boy walking out the tunnel with me with the boom box.
Well, yeah, he's a great wingman when you're the size of Debo and you're going out, you know, clubbing into the NFL. There's no doubt about it. Like, no one disagrees, Bonte, that the Niners are better with Trent Williams than they are with Jalen Moore at left tackle. Like, we all agree. That being said, if you've got all this cap space, I would still bring in David Bakhtiari as a backup.
I'm not mad at that.
That to me
is... low risk, high reward.
I would bring him in all day, every day. Yeah. I don't know why we're not. And I would also look into backup tight ends. Is there anybody out there? Like, what? Where did Logan Thomas end up going? Yeah, why did that
know.
Not work out?
I don't know. Wait, by the way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.